Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Let's go back to the phone line real quick and let's talk to our buddy, Mr. Yo. Now, Mr. Yo, I have been promised through the headset that you are just on fire about some sort of topic, my friend. What's going on, Mr. Yo?
Well, you know what's up, man. Welcome to Monday morning in Georgia, brother. Another great weekend where we lost in California. You know, we're 0 for California so far this year. That really sucks. Do you realize that we had, like, the best hitting lineup in Major League Baseball a year ago, so we fired the hitting coach? We had all these excuses about why we can and can't get it done when the only thing that's been consistent about this team is inconsistency. Now, I'm going to tell you what. I spent the weekend making a beautiful brisket. It only had 4 ingredients. It had the brisket. It had the W sauce as a binder. It had salt. It had pepper. You know why it was delicious? Because I am a damn good cook. Now, let me tell you something about Snicker. I like him. I think that that World Series that he lucked himself into has bought him way too much gracious time in our city. So I'm going to say it out loud and proud. I don't no longer want to get rid of Blooper because I told Chris Thomas that may be the solution. It's not. It's get rid of Snicker. And I understand it's hard to swallow, but sometimes if you can't change the ingredients, you have to change the chef. Love you guys.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Yo, look, that sounded like a WWE promo.
Seriously.
And Mr. Yo is a member of the Nation, so I'm going to...
Oh, don't go soft on him. Just
I'm not
going to
go soft on him. I'm just going to point that out, that I have respect for him.
Okay.
Can we not... Interesting. The whole luck your way into is ridiculous. Snicker didn't luck himself into the World Series title. Alex Anthopoulos went out and got the right pieces, and Brian Snicker used them in the right ways. And Snicker... Whether you like him or not, which seemingly most of you hate him for whatever reason, he pulled every string right. He made every right move. Has he made every right move since? No. And has he made every right move during this season? No, probably not. Also, though, we can't complain that players are the problem and then say, well, then you got to fire the coach, though. Because if coaches do, you fire the coach, everything will fix itself. It won't. That's not how it necessarily works.
But I feel like this season has kind of been like playing whack-a-mole. Like one day, we're not hitting. One day, the bullpen's struggling. And it's just you're changing different things and nothing is coming together.
Yeah. Well, and here's why I struggle with it when we have this conversation about Brian Snicker is, like in the NFL, when you talk about head coaches being fired, there is game planning. There is development. Like Raheem Morris is in charge of the development of players. And we had this conversation about Arthur Smith a couple of years ago. It's like, well, Arthur Smith is not responsible for the lack of development or the injury to Kyle Pitts. Why Arthur Smith is not responsible for the fact that we can't get to the quarterback. But he is, though. Like, in football, at a certain point, you have to say, okay, you know, yes, he's not in charge of, you know, making sure these guys rush the passer, but, it, you know, the buck stops with you as the head coach in the NFL, where you have to be the guy that is making sure these guys get developed, making sure that they're practicing hard, making sure that there's a good, bad, and the ugly tape. You have to – baseball is a whole nother – it's a whole nother realm of activity in terms of coaches. Like, yes, hitting coaches can work on different things, and they can go into the film room and, you know, look at your, you know, swing trajectory or whatever else, or your approach at the plate. But at a certain point, you have to go out there and hit. And the NFL is different as well, because when you look at the NFL, the players are in and out a lot more. I mean, we're going to talk in a second about an all-pro cornerback that's being let go today. That you don't have that in Major League Baseball. Like, all these guys are under long-term deals. It's not like you can just say, well, he's not hitting, let's get somebody else to play center field. No, Michael Harris is going to be your center fielder until you trade him, or you say, hey, we're just going to swallow the $50 million that we owe the guy.
I'm not sure how Brian Snitker is responsible for Pierce Johnson not being able to locate a pitch twice, 2 days in a row, or the blown save. It gets back to, when are these players going to be held accountable?
I think we're doing that right now.
Brian Snitker didn't say, hey, Michael Harris should never reach arbitration. Let's go re-sign him. Let's go extend him right now.
Exactly.
That wasn't his fault. He's not responsible for A.J. Smith-Shawver or Spencer Strider's UCL tears. I mean, apparently he's getting blamed for A.J. Smith-Shawver's, but he's not responsible for it. Those things happen. Now, has he managed the bullpen right in every way? No, absolutely not. Has he taken guys out a little early? Sure. I heard people complaining that Elder should have pitched the ninth inning. In what world do you want Bryce Elder pitching his 108th pitch starting the ninth inning?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You don't. You just don't. I mean, now, you could say, well, it's probably better than Pierce Johnson. I mean, it clearly maybe would have been. Here's the deal. Now, Snitker was thrown out of the game. Had Elder came into the ninth inning and the scenario played out exactly the same, guess what? Why was he in there?
Right.
So, if Elder goes out, if say he completes a game and next week he goes out and now he leaves with elbow or soreness. Well, that's what you get for putting a guy back in.
Well, at 100. That's why I always caution you not to talk about they, because they is just a moving target. They is like a million different people.
That's great, and you can say that all you want, but the people that are making the noise, some of which are media and other which are fan base. So you say we shouldn't talk about they, but are we talking about Brian Snitker getting fired if they aren't talking about it? No, we're not. We're talking about what's wrong with the team more than anything. Because you're not a fire the coach guy. I'm not a fire the coach guy. And I don't want to speak for you, Allie, because I don't know enough yet if you're a fire the coach.
No, I'm not.
I'm going to guess that woman. She's probably not.
I am not a fire the coach guy.
Yeah. Loyal to a fault, I think, four of us.
Well, I'm not even that. It's just, to me, it has to be the most egregious of all things to bring up the fire in the coach. And I'm not there yet with this team because.
But let me phrase it to you like this. Let me ask you this question. If not for the World Series title 3-4 years ago, whenever it was, are you more apt to say, all right, it's time to move on? Because that's what it is for me. I'm looking at Brian Snitker going, you're going to fire a guy. Then like 3 years from now, you're going to invite him back and he's going to have an enshrinement in the Braves Hall of Fame. Like you can't have that both ways. That sounds very, very awkward.
Here's the deal. I don't know. I don't want to speak for you, Allie, but for me, it's hard to fire a guy that is coming off of 7 straight playoff appearances and 6 straight division. All right, I'll put it in football terms. You know, we're always talking. We're always, you know, put it in football. We don't know how this season is going to play out, but what is different about Brian Snitker and Mike Tomlin right now? Brian Snitker's first season, I think they were over 500 in the games he managed, but obviously they finished under because of the team played. Brian Snitker, in an entire season, has he ever had a losing season as the Braves manager? As an entire season? and he's got one World Series title and a bunch of playoff appearances. Sounds like Mike Tomlin, right?
Well, but let me back that question up though, and then ask when would you be on board with firing a manager? If it's not when he has a bunch of talent on his team and they're underachieving, then when is it? When you don't have any talent on your team and you're not winning?
No. I think you got to get through the year. I think he's earned the right to get through this season.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And that goes to my point. Because of the World Series, though.
Well, but no, because of the whole, because of the 7 playoff appearances and 6 division titles, yeah, you throw the World Series in there on top of it, then it kind of doubles down. But here's the deal. I can't sit here and try to have no hypocrisy in my statement by saying the bullpen sucks, there are gaping holes in the lineup, and then say, fire the coach because it would make everything better. No, you're just cutting a head off to appease the people who think that's what they want, who want blood.
Yeah. That's my point.
Let's get to the season, and then let's reassess it. Because guess what? You don't even have to fire him. You can say, you know what? You walk this way. But you can't – if you could guarantee me that Brian Snitker's firing would give me a playoff appearance and a deep run, then I'd say do it.
Yeah.
But you can't do that because you know this team is not very good as constructed.
But then you know what happens once you ride through this season. Next season is his 50th. So you can't cut him before.
But his contract's up.
I don't think there's any chance.
They haven't redone his contract, luckily. So I think they don't have to
worry
about that.
Why would he
want
to come back next year is the question I would be asking.
I don't think he does.
Because he wants 50.
No chance. I think he's done. I am not a fire the coach guy. I'm getting really close with Brian Snitker, though. I'm not there, though. I'm with you. I don't know if it fixes anything, but then the other side of that coin and the question I'll continue to ask is, how could it get any worse?
I think my biggest problem is most people want to say it because they think it makes them sound tough or hard or they're not soft without saying it. It's like,
so
no, it doesn't.
Dude.
But it is.
Nobody's saying it. People are saying it because they think that's the answer. Nobody's saying it because they think it sounds tough.
No one is saying it because they sound tough. You're so full of crap and you know it. No one, hold on, stop. No one is watching this team and thinks everything is righted by firing Brian Snitker. No one.
Nobody's watching it going, oh, I can't wait to sound tough when I say this. Brian Snitker.
No, but what else? Then tell me that's not the fix. Does Pierce Johnson suddenly become a closer or Raisel Iglesias suddenly right his ship?
You can't
because
just
you fired
straight
the
alleviate
manager?
Brian Snitker of anything. He's the one making the decision to put Pierce Johnson into the ninth inning.
Walt Weiss made that decision on Saturday.
Okay, well, that's my point being is that he's the one pulling the strings when it comes to all these guys.
Mike,
he's not just completely void.
You said
of
it earlier.
Blank.
Who else is he supposed to put in there?
I'm not saying you're. I'm talking about you're talking about one game. I'm talking about over the course of the entire season. You can't say that he hasn't had missteps.
I'm not. That's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
But what I'm not saying is
it's not a tough guy act to say the guy needs to be fired.
Oh, it absolutely is. Most people that say fire the manager, it's a tough guy act because they want to say, oh, I'm fired this guy. But reality is it doesn't suddenly make all this. Ozzie Albies and Nick Allen don't become all stars at the plate because you fired a manager who you say, by the way, doesn't lead the team. Yeah. It doesn't. It just doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know. The tough guy thing doesn't stick with me.
Well,
at all. We'll see. We
got
to go to break.
You can
maybe Brian Snicker needs
point,
Mark Spain Real Estate. If Brian Snicker needs that hookup, he can go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on his home today, and he can start packing. Stick with us here on the Morning Shift. When we come back, we are going to talk a little bit about the movement in the NFL when it comes to certain football players. We also got a life of squid. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 A Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.